near Redgill Lake, Dathomir.
Ben woke early, pre-dawn. He hadn't had much sleep. He'd stayed up late with his father, working on their respective lightsabers, and they had been rewarded with two fully functioning weapons before they turned in, shortly after midnight. Ben could have slept longer, but his thoughts and sleep were troubled. He sat up where he'd slept, a couple of meters from the off-worlder's campfire, wrapped his blanket around him, and thought, hoping to soothe his worries, to be as detached and reflective as a Jedi should be. When Darth Kydus, his own cousin Jason Solo, had died, predeceased by Jason's Sith mentor, Lumaya, and when his Sith apprentice, Tahiri Vela, had shown no sign of wishing to follow the Sith traditions, Ben had hoped it meant that the Sith were finally gone for good. Oh, of course there had been suggestions otherwise. The continued existence of Ship, the Sith meditation sphere he himself had once commanded. Rumors of lingering, dying Sith communities out in the galaxy somewhere. But he could ignore them. They weren't in his face, waving lightsabers. That had changed with the arrival of the Sith strike team in the Maw Cluster. Most of the Sith whom Ben and Luke had fought had been at about the level of training of experienced Jedi Knights. Luke had described Vistara Kai's female companion as being at the approximate level of a Jedi Master. Ben didn't feel lucky enough to hope that the strike team had been the last representatives of this new Sith order. So there were Sith again. And part of him, the younger Ben, who had been tortured and nearly turned by Darth Kydus, was still a little afraid of them. Death didn't frighten him. Becoming like Jason Solo, that was another matter. A couple of meters away, Luke sat up, fully awake, serene. "Your emotions betray you." Ben gave him a scowl.
"Your emotions wander around short-sheeting beds and putting everyone's hands in bowls of warm water."
Luke grinned. "Would you please stop saying things like that?"
"Sorry. I just get tired of hearing the same old phrases the same old way, year after year. I think that's why Master Yoda mangled his basic for the archival recordings. After 900 years, he was sick of hearing the same old things the same old way. Use the same cliché phrases too long, and people stop hearing their message, you know?"
Luke blinked, considering. "You may be right."
"So, Dad, what's our plan for this morning?"
Luke rose, discarding his blanket. "Making breakfast."
"Not actually the work of strategic genius I was hoping to hear."
Luke grinned again. "No, but if we don't eat, I won't be capable of much strategic genius later in the day." He headed off toward the supplies.